Welcome to the Space Show, Ken.
Thank you.
What's been your role here at Tidman Villa?
I was a 70-metre antenna driver for many years. Drove all the antennas here, operated all the operational equipment. Basically from 1984 through till 2001.
Okay, now when you say a driver, one imagines someone with a steering wheel and, and stuff like that. What exactly does an antenna driver do?
Well, everything's computer driven, so basically you're a high-end computer operator and technician. So it's your job to set up the equipment and point the antenna in the right direction using computer-controlled equipment and receive the spacecraft signal and process it.
Any high points in that thing? Any chance you ever got the antenna pointed the wrong way or anything like that? You're going to admit to, that is?
I never managed to point it the wrong way, but high points, I was driving the 70-metre antenna for the Magellan insertion, which was a spacecraft that mapped Venus, radar mapper.
So that aerobrake, didn't it, used the atmosphere of Venus to get it?
In the end, it used aerobraking as an experiment to see where they would go with aerobraking for future missions. Mm-hmm. Its prime mission was to do radar mapping of Venus. Also, another highlight, I was the 70-metre antenna driver for the Galileo insertion at Jupiter. And it was at Jupiter for, I can't remember how long, but a long time. And it basically worked with mapping the moons and doing general science at Jupiter.
Now, with something like the insertion into orbit around Jupiter, you can see the difficulties because the spacecraft is rapidly changing velocity, changing direction, unlike interplanetary cruise when it's going on a pretty predictable path. How accurately does the antenna need to be pointed during such tracking operations?
About 30 thousandths of a degree, I think, from memory, but it's been a long time, but I think it's about 30 thou. So it's extremely accurate pointing. Move outside of that and you just lose the signal altogether. So it's a high precision instrument, a 70 metre antenna, and its pointing is extremely accurate.
So if the burn didn't go quite as predicted going into orbit, you could easily lose it because it takes time for the light, the radio signals to arrive at Earth.
Should that happen, then you probably won't see it again. That happened with an
Mars
insertion at Mars Observer. They got it wrong, essentially, and we never saw the spacecraft again. You do a lot of searching. You spend the next couple of months trying to find it, but it's rare to do so. Because it's such a precision instrument, if you're not pointing directly at, you don't see. As simple as that.
So when you're tracking something that's on, say, Mars, which is a rotating planet, do you need to keep adjusting the antenna as Mars rotates?
You're tracking Mars across the sky.
Yes.
Anyway. Generally, once you're on the spacecraft, you've got your pointing correct, then it just follows a track along that line. It's rare to lose it. The only time you lose it is if it's on the planet's surface or if it passes behind the planet with planet rotation. You lose it at those times. You look for spacecraft for a long time after they disappear. You spend a great deal of time looking for them just to be sure that what you think has happened. So they continue to schedule it, you continue to track it, even though it's not there.
Well, thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Ken.
You're welcome.